Good evening, Southeastern Wisconsin. This is the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, guest host Craig Mastantuono tonight. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a criminal defense attorney and a colleague of Mark Thompson's, our regular host, and we'll be winding through a variety of topics tonight. I'm going to get right into it, and we would invite calls, but our first guest this evening is Wisconsin Court of Appeals Judge Lori Kornblum. Lori is the incumbent judge on the April ballot for District Number 2, Wisconsin Court of Appeals. For those of you who aren't aware, Wisconsin has 16 judges on the Court of Appeals, divided into four districts, and District Number 2, Judge Kornblum's district, is headquartered in Waukesha. But voters in 12 counties will be voting in that race, which District Number 2 serves: Calumet, Fond du Lac, Green Lake, Kenosha, Manitowoc, Ozaukee, Racine, Sheboygan, Walworth, Washington, Waukesha, and Winnebago counties. So without further ado, Judge Kornblum, it's a pleasure to have you on the Paul Revere Show.
Thanks, Craig. Thank you very much for inviting me. And this is really a wonderful time to talk to voters. Just a little bit about me for people who don't know me. I was an attorney for many years. I practiced in the district attorney's office for 22 years, where I was viewed as a pretty tough prosecutor. I prosecuted juvenile sex offenders, child abusers, and I worked with victims and their families. We worked with people who did trauma-informed care to protect the community. After I left the DA's office, I worked in private practice, and my job was to protect frail elderly, people with disabilities, foster parents, and people like that. I did a lot of guardianships. But then I was appointed by Governor Evers to the bench, and I think that's really why I'm here. Governor Evers appointed me, and I'm so honored to be serving as a judge on the Court of Appeals. So as you heard from Craig, I will be on the ballot on April 5th. And I just would like to tell you that this race has a clear choice. I am the only candidate who has spent my career protecting children and communities and keeping communities safe, but I share your values. My opponent defended Act 10 in court. She is supported by the far-right extremists like Rebecca Clayfish and Mike Gabelman. If you recall, Mike Gabelman was hired to conduct a sham investigation into the 2020 election and is recommending that the legislature disband the Wisconsin Elections Commission and decertify the 2020 elections. So her position is widely known, and she is supported by people who want to throw democracy into disarray. So with that brief introduction, I love my job. I would love to be reelected by you, and this race is a clear race. Thanks.
Well, Judge, I can tell that you are on the campaign trail right now because you launched right into your stump, if you will, and I appreciate it. There's a lot there. So let me ask about a few of those things and unpack a few others. First of all, your reputation as a tough prosecutor, I can verify, because as a defense attorney, I can say that you definitely were an ardent and well-prepared prosecutor that did your job zealously. In fact, I'd say you were a downright pain in the neck sometimes, but that was what we're supposed to be when we're advocating on behalf of a client, right? And yours was the state of Wisconsin. What is the voting process? Where are we at right now? Can people vote in this election right now? Please explain to the listeners where we're at in this election.
Sure. So absentee ballots have gone out. You can still request an absentee ballot from myvote.wi.gov, but absentee ballots have gone out. People are voting right now. So the most important thing for people to do if they get an absentee ballot is to open it and to vote. My race is at the top of the ticket. And Craig, I'm really happy to say that I was selected to be the number one candidate on the ballot. So I should be very easy to find. If people don't vote absentee, they can, of course, go to the polls during early voting, which starts next week, or they can wait until Election Day on April 5th and vote at the polls.
Okay. So tell our listeners what Wisconsin Court of Appeals judges do and your insight into the job being the incumbent in this race and the seated appellate court judge here.
So the appellate court is what's called an error correcting court. It's a court that if you go to the trial court, for example, Craig and I were in the trial court, and that's where judges hear evidence and take testimony and hear witnesses. And a lot of people kind of identify with the trial court as like the Judge Judy court, the one that listens to the evidence. But if you're unhappy with the trial court, you can file an appeal, and that goes to my court, and it gives everybody a second look at their case. So we look at all the cases that come to us. We have no choice about it. Some of the cases involve just giving people a second look, and other cases deal with important issues of public policy. For example, there have been a number of voting rights cases that have come before the Court of Appeals. If somebody doesn't like what happens at the Court of Appeals, they can apply or petition to the Supreme Court. But remember, the Supreme Court only takes about 60 cases a year. We clear about 2,000 cases a year in the Court of Appeals. So we are looking at cases every day. We do our jobs every day. And I've already written a couple of decisions that have gone out.
Okay. Call-in number is 844-967-2789. So, Judge, let me ask you this. I've often thought of an appeals court judge job as being back in the stacks, reading and writing, reviewing transcripts, as opposed to running a busy courtroom where people are in front of you all the time. Is that what it's been like for you?
Well, I wouldn't say it's back in the stacks, Craig, because if you know me, I'm out and about all the time. We can work remotely, and in this day and age, that's what we do. It is a lot of reading and writing, but I love doing that. That's one of the favorite parts of my job. We get time to think about our decisions, but we do a fair amount of talking to people in the community because it's really important for judges to know what's going on. Personally, for example, I have been in all 12 counties, not just as a candidate, but I've actually joined the bar associations in all the counties in my district. So I'm getting to know the lawyers from all around the district.
Well, I appreciate that you believe that there is a role within the community for judicial outreach. Again, the counties that you're talking about, and I want to say them again because this is your Court of Appeals district judge in Calumet, Fond du Lac, Green Lake, Kenosha, Manitowoc, Ozaukee, Racine, Sheboygan, Walworth, Washington, Waukesha, and Winnebago counties. Another question about that. Why did you seek the job? Why did you want to, after a distinguished career in a district attorney's office, biggest city and largest county in our state, and then in private practice, serving more vulnerable people that needed counsel, why this choice now?
Craig, I wanted the opportunity to serve in a different capacity. I have devoted my life to public service, and I think that being on the Court of Appeals gives me the opportunity to really look at the whole picture of the state of Wisconsin. The decisions that the judges on the Court of Appeals make actually do affect people through the whole state. It's not
Let's talk
just
about
in the
that.
district. Okay.
Let's talk about that because we get a lot of, sorry to interrupt you, Judge,
That's fine.
but it's probably my only chance to do so. We get a lot of questions, don't we, as members of the bar from friends who are not unsophisticated people that text you on election day and go, I see there's this race for judge. Who should I vote for, right? Because people just aren't in tune to these elections. So let's talk about how decisions in this court affect jurisprudence statewide in Wisconsin.
So there are a lot of decisions that they don't actually make new law because as a court of appeals, we can't make law. But what we can do is we can interpret the statutes in a way that really provide clarity. This Wisconsin Court of Appeals just came out with a decision a few months ago that affects anybody who is in a family court case in which there's been an allegation of domestic violence, for example, and creates clarity in that. There are decisions with respect to the ballot boxes and voting rights that was in front of the Dane County Court of Appeals. That's eventually gone up to the Supreme Court. But these decisions of interpreting the statutes and the way law should be run affect everybody in the whole state.
Judge, do you think that independence of the judiciary is under threat these days from a general standpoint? I'm not asking you about a particular case or controversy. And how important is that?
I feel that independence is very much under threat. I think that there are some people who feel that by supporting judges as candidates, that they will have an impact on the way judges make decisions. And I think that that is wrong. I am very independent. Nobody calls me. Nobody tells me what to say or what to do. And I think that people have grown tired of looking at outcomes-oriented thinking in some of the higher courts in our state.
Okay. We're going to wrap it up, but I just want to give you an opportunity to highlight any other reasons why you think there's a clear choice in this race and why you're the best candidate.
Well, the clearest reason is that I have spent my life protecting children and families and public safety. I believe in fairness, honesty, supporting the laws and the Constitution, but also at what kind of judge I am, that I'm fair, I'm impartial, and I look at the facts of each case and apply the law. Everybody gets a clear shake. And that is, people can make their own decision about my opponent, and I'm not going to talk about her anymore. But people should know that who I am, and that's what I bring to the court.
And remind our listeners when the election is again?
The election is on April 5th.
Judge Lori Kornblum, Wisconsin Court of Appeals, District Number 2. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on the Paul Revere Show.
Thank you so much.